All right, so I have Rick Pulaski with me. Rick, you are the executive director at Mosaic.
Correct.
I'm going to call it Mosaic for right now until we can elaborate a little bit further.
Works for me.
I was going to originally have you hang out with me for just one of my segments, and I'm like talking to him, and I'm thinking, all right, this is pretty cool. We're going to have him stick around for the entire show. So today we are talking about, if you have no idea what Mosaic Cafe is, we're going to start there. So let's tell the story first of all.
Okay, so Mosaic as an entity started in 2009, went public in 2010, actually started with the Mosaic Resale Store.
Yes.
It was founded by Brian Bennett, who's a pastor at Overflow Church in Benton Harbor, came here from Battle Creek and realized that planning a church wasn't enough. And he started talking in the community and found out jobs was a real central issue that needed to be addressed in the community. So his approach at that time was to start the Mosaic Resale Store as a place to be working and to get some work experience. And Mosaic then just kind of took shape and grew from there. So that's 2010. Their first year revenues in 2010 were about $23,000.
Okay.
We're in our budgeting process right now, and we're over $2 million in our budget. Mm-hmm. So phenomenal growth. Which we're really proud of, because it's not so much about that figure, but it's about the impact. It's about the things that we've seen and the success stories that we've experienced. And so from there, Harbor Shine Lawn Care and Snow Plowing business started, and then the cafe started from there.
Right.
And so that grew and moved into its current location, which is at 510 West Main Street, which is a rented facility for us.
In Benton Harbor.
In Benton Harbor.
Yeah.
It's a facility that we've been renting there.
Mm-hmm.
And in August of last year, our landlord said they needed the space.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked us if we could consider a move.
Yep.
They gave us, our landlord is Whirlpool. They've been really, really gracious to us. They gave us a year's notice to move. And they helped us a little bit with the move. And so we're excited because it came at exactly the right time.
You're looking at it as an opportunity.
It's a total opportunity, because the growth that we were experiencing in terms of the people coming to our program, it started to stress the physical resources that we had and the facility we had.
Extend your explanation of your programs and your classes, and exactly who can come to them and how can they get involved and actually get back. I guess I want to say get back up on their feet, but that's not really the right way to explain.
Well, it is in a way. The way we like to talk about it is we take people that have barriers to employment.
Yes.
And there's a lot of different barriers that can exist. The most prevalent that we find is people that have been incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can tell stories, for example, of a young man who was incarcerated for 10 years, and I stop and think, you know, you're incarcerated for 10 years and you get out. How do you have any idea?
Well, that's a question that I think everyone asks, is knowing when people do go to jail, where do they go when they get out and how do they make that happen?
And one of those answers here locally is Mosaic.
Exactly.
And so they start out, we have a process that we utilize where they generally come to us and they fill out a standard job application.
Okay.
And that starts the process going.
Mm-hmm.
We take those applications and we put them into our what we call it's Jobs for Life, which is actually a national curriculum based in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay.
And that is a kind of an employability skills training program. So that's geared toward practical things like learning how to do a resume and doing a resume.
Mm-hmm.
How do you interview? We have volunteers that come in from the business community. We're always looking for help there. To do mock interviews and teach them how to properly interview. We have employer panels, we call them, where employers will come in and they'll face the students and talk about, this is what I expect as an employer out of an employee. And the employees share kind of where they're coming from, and they just want a chance and an opportunity. And what we see very, very often is that people on their own are going and applying for jobs, and they're checking the felony box on the application, and they're not getting callbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we strive to do is we teach them, and it's a 6-week class, 2 classes a week, and then we employ them in our 3 social enterprises. And so we talk about work, and we teach them some of the skills, and then we put them to work. And then we let them develop and teach and train there.
Okay.
And then we evaluate them using what we call a passport, where we look at them from emotional intelligence, conflict resolution, because sometimes those skills are developed in the wrong ways, mm-hmm. you know, in ways that you can't solve issues in the workplace.
Yeah.
And then when they're ready, and that's generally an average of about 3 months. So we've known them for 4.5, 5 months.
Yep.
And then employers call us, or we reach out to employers and we say we have some people ready. And then we find them jobs in the community. And we're really proud. Our retention rate runs between 80 and 90%.
That was going to be my next question.
Yeah, they do very, very well. And we have a lot of success stories.
And that's simply by being able to allow the employer here locally to know, listen, they've been to our program. We know that they kind of understand this a little bit more now than what you might have thought beforehand. And then move on from there.
We become their advocate.
Yeah.
With the employer, where it's not just checking a box and they don't know anything about him.
Yeah.
We tell them, look, here's a guy, you know, 10 years in prison. Here's what he did. Here's what he wants to do. He's you know,
he's making the progress
exactly.
to do it.
He's putting in the effort.
Exactly. Okay. So is it a cost for anyone to participate in
no.
this program? No.
No. We're kind of unique as a nonprofit.
Yep.
The three businesses that we run. Generate somewhere on the order of about 70% of our revenue.
Got it.
Of our operating revenue. Jobs for Life as a classroom experience does not generate revenue. So that's where we do our fundraising
yeah.
is for that program.
Okay.
I shared with you earlier, we put 150 students through last calendar year. So that
mm-hmm.
means, and it costs us an average of about $1,000 a student.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you questions that probably people are wondering.
Okay.
What has been some of the challenges that you have faced with customers coming in or people that are willing to volunteer but might be a little bit scared? Or I just feel like there's always that question in the back of your mind of, well, what if I'm not safe in this environment? And I feel like you guys do a really great job of, I guess, not even approaching or having to worry about that worry.
Yeah.
Why?
To be honest with you, it's interesting to watch. It's a really interesting dynamic to watch, especially in the classroom. For example, if you think about it, I have a classroom of, say, 20 students.
Mm-hmm.
And in general, they come in not necessarily knowing each other. And I've had some pretty interesting experiences in classes with discussions and things that go on from the beginning. And what you watch over 6 weeks is you watch this group of 20 people who are like little islands in the classroom get to know each other
mm-hmm.
and start to trust each other. And then they start rooting for each other
mm-hmm.
and they start helping each other. And what we're really all about at Mosaic is about relationships and developing relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And so we actually get to know the students
yeah.
and the people. So if you're an employer and you're calling me, I say, hey, I've got just the guy. It's this guy. And I can tell you all about that guy.
Right.
Because we know who he is. And I think there's two reasons that people – we don't have a lot of issues, frankly. And that's because, one, our reputation is becoming more and more well-known.
Yeah.
So they know it's a place of hope and opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I shared with you about trying to do a story on the news one time. And I said, we need to tell our story more widely, and I appreciate this opportunity to do so because we need people to know that when you come to Mosaic, this is a place of hope and opportunity. This
yeah.
is a place where people care about you and love you and work with you because we want to see you get on your path to sustainability
right.
as a person. And so when they realize – and we have people that come and say, this is going to be crap and I don't want to do this. And then they realize very quickly it is not. It's a very introspective – there's homework. We teach. We go through things. They have to dig deep into themselves. And why do they make decisions? We talk to them about you got to make changes if you're going to have
yeah.
something change. And we don't see a whole lot of issues, to be real honest.
I have so many questions for you, which is why I asked you to stay for another.
Yeah, no problem.
Minutes.
I'm happy to answer your question.
They get paid to work, or do they not?
They first of all, in class, we do pay them a stipend at the end of class.
Okay,
that is predicated on good attendance.
Got it.
On time, doing homework assignments.
The things that you should be doing.
Exactly. So we start right from the beginning with the accountability and the responsibility.
Because you wouldn't want to show up late for work.
Exactly.
That kind of thing.
And so they lose money as they don't do what they're supposed to do.
Okay. So just like a job, obviously the motive is to make money.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then when they transition to the social enterprises for work,
yeah.
They work part-time. So that way we can create two slots with one full-time slot and they get paid to work.
Great.
So they start to earn a paycheck and we have employee handbooks. We have policies and procedures
yep.
just like any other business. We have progressive disciplinary policies. We write them up. We do all the things
mm-hmm.
that they're going to experience in a for-profit business once we find them a place to move on.
Yeah.
So we develop their ability to function in a work environment, and we talk about workplace culture because, honestly, we have a very different culture. You know, we care a lot about them and love them and train them and teach them, and sometimes you don't go to work at places that are geared that way totally.
Right.
And so we prepare them for that. You know, you're going to go to work and someone's going to call you a name.
Yeah.
Or someone's going to be in a bad mood that day and tell you to leave them alone. And you can't punch them in the face. You have to be careful how you react to that.
Right.
And you got to be able to deal with that. Like, you know, that's where the emotional intelligence and conflict resolution comes in. So they do get paid, generally around minimum wage. And then I also have a staff of managers that, you know, are not only just business managers, but obviously they're teachers and trainers and support people. And so it all comes together pretty nicely. And like I said, we don't have a lot of issues because I think people are beginning more and more and more to see, one, that we're really providing that hope and that opportunity, two, that we genuinely do care for them, and then three, that if they've heard the success that comes out of our program.
We are at 11 minutes. So basically, in a nutshell, you just learned a whole lot about Mosaic and what they do to basically help some of the people that are in need of, you know, finding a job, getting back up on their feet. What I want to go into next segment, if you can stick around, the move, what we're going to do and how we're going to utilize this move that you guys are making.